In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Treasures, and we are commenting on the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. So it's an important declaration that Christ himself saying that he is the bread of life. And this means that we need to eat him. We need to have this type of food. And this is related to our faith, to our belief. And this is the belief of the Orthodox Church, that Christ is giving himself in a holy body and a holy blood of himself as in bread and wine. That's the holy sacrament of Eucharist. And he made it very literal that if you do not eat of my body and if you do not drink my blood, you will never live forever. You will surely die forever. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. So we need to come to him, to come to his church, to come thirsty and hungry to eat and drink of his body and blood. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. So it's always related to belief. If you believe in Christ, you will believe in his words. And if you believe his words, you will take it as he said it. And when he made it that way, that this is my real body, we have to say Amen, and we take it at this. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. So if you do not believe in Christ himself as the Logos of God, the Son of God, true God of true God, if you cannot believe in this, you can never believe in the bread of life. So for the first step, you have to believe in him, and then you will believe in his sacrament, in his gift of Eucharist. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. So the gift of the Father is to help people to believe. So in order to believe in Christ, in order to follow his teaching, it's kind of a synergistic roles between God's part and your part. God is helping us to believe. God is revealing his secret. God's grace help you to be faithful, to stand strong in your belief. But you have your role to do. You have to accept the revelation of God. You have to be humble enough in order to accept the belief of God's incarnation and the holy sacrament of Eucharist. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. So if you believe in Christ and you come to him, asking for his forgiveness, asking for the gift of his body and blood, you will never be cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So he's referring back to his mission. He came to us. He came down from heaven just to save us. And by his coming, he can give himself as the bread of life. So if you believe in his coming as Christ, a God incarnate, you can believe in his sacrament. So he said it this way, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So he is making this very clear to everyone that the will of God the Father is the same will of God the Son. And he came to do the will of God himself. So there is no way to believe in God and you do not believe in Christ. There is no way to believe in God and you refute the gift of the bread of life. So if you believe in God, you will believe in Christ and the sacrament of Eucharist. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. So you will be a man of God. You will be like belonging to Christ. And those who belong to Christ, they will never fail. They will never be cast out. So Christ is responsible for his people, and he is the king of his kingdom, and he came to save his people. So when you believe him, you follow him, you eat his body and blood, now he is responsible to take you to his kingdom. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. So for those who saw him, they have to believe in him. And nowadays we can see him in the Eucharist, in the Holy Sacrament, inside the church. Now we are lifting up our eyes to see his body and his blood on the altar. And because we believe in him, we believe in his body and his blood, we will be saved by his gift, by his promise. Everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. We need to see Christ. And in order to see him, we need to believe. And we can see him in the sacrament, and also we will see him everywhere, in everyone around, especially the poor people, the sick people. We can see him in the nature. We can see him inside our hearts by his Holy Spirit. That's the gift of being united to God through the Holy Sacrament. The Jews then complained about him. The Jews couldn't accept what he said. They did not want to believe in him. They refused what he said. They wanted the manna of their old fathers. They want to eat the usual bread. So they rejected the idea of the holy bread. They did not like the idea of the kingdom of heaven. They wanted the kingdom of earth. That's why they did not follow the teaching. The Jews then complained about him because he said, "I'm the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I have come down from heaven'?" So they were stumbled by knowing him and knowing his history. They complained, saying that we knew his father and mother. We knew his childhood. He is just a man. So because they couldn't look up to him as God incarnate, they could never believe in the bread of life. That's why in our Orthodox Church, we relate so much the belief in the incarnation with the belief in the Holy Sacrament. Because God came down as a man, became a man, he could also give us his body and blood through the Holy Sacrament. The one who did this incarnation, he can also give us his body and blood in a sacramental way. The Jews then complained about him because he said, "I'm the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph?" That was well known that his father was the carpenter of the Galilee. "Whose father and mother we know, how is it then that he says, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." He is repeating the same meaning. He is saying that you cannot believe by yourself. You need the grace of God. The grace of the Father, God the Father, will enlighten your mind to see the truth. But you may reject this light. You may, close your ears and close your mind because you do not want this truth to be revealed. So it's the will of man. If the will of man is accepting the truth of the will of God, the man will be enlightened with the truth and they can easily believe that God came to save men. But if they do not want the kingdom of heaven, they do not want the will of God, definitely they will reject whatever Christ said. "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." So for all believers like us, we have to be grateful to God because he revealed his secret in our hearts. He is the source of our faith. We cannot say that we believed in Christ by totally our will. Actually, it's the will of God and the revelation of God and the help of God in order to push everyone to be faithful, to see the truth. But for many people, they do not want to be pushed this way. They rejected the truth. It's written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. So he referred to the prophets when they said everyone will be taught by God. So God is teaching human beings to know him. God is telling everyone his secret. But again, it's totally their part to believe or to reject. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. So for those people who were listening and rejecting the teaching, they were not chosen by the Father. They are not the people of Christ because they didn't want to follow his teaching. They did want the gift of bread on earth. They were, you know, thinking their fleshy way, and they did not want the spiritual things. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. Yes, there is no one could see the Father. The Father is unseen. But you can see the Father in the Son. Christ came to help everyone to see God the Father because God is unseen. That's his nature. But by the incarnation, we could see God. Christ is the real God, the true God. Christ is the Almighty God. Christ is the full of wisdom God. So he is the real God. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God, and he has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me had everlasting life. Look how many times he repeated the promise. The everlasting life is totally related to the belief in Christ. You can never live forever without the source of life, Christ himself. And you need to eat his body and drink his blood in order to be united, to be fixed in him. And that's the only way to get the everlasting life. I am the bread of life, again. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. So because they think of being like their fathers, actually the truth is their fathers died and they had no everlasting life. They never rose from dead. So they will die forever. So we need another type of bread will give you the everlasting life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. So that's the promise of Christ. You will not die because you eat the body of life, the source of life. You are eating the body of Christ himself and the blood of the Savior. So by this, you will not die. One may say, but Christians die. Yes, they sleep, but it's not the full death of everyone because they just travel to heaven. Their souls are living and they will live forever. And they will also granted the resurrection one day to live with God in heaven in an everlasting life. I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. So the living bread, it's not just like any bread. It's the living bread. Any other type of bread is like bread of death because we eat and die. But with this special bread, we will eat and live forever. So it's living, the living bread which came down from heaven. It's the same idea of being baptized because with the holy baptism, we are born from heaven. So we need something related to heaven. We need this special meal of heaven because we are not now earthly creatures. We are heavenly creatures. We are born of God. So we need the food of God in order to go to God and live forever. I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh. That was very clear. The bread is talking about his flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. So he is giving his flesh for the life of the world. So the world is dead, and there is no life away from Christ. And in order for the world to live, they have to have this new type of food, this new bread of life. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Wait a minute. This means that these people who were listening to his word, they knew that he meant the words literally. He did not speak in a symbolic way at this minute. That's why they were astonished and they were angry and they rejected what he said, because they knew when he speaks in a symbolic way and when he speaks in a literal way. And he insisted that his body will be eaten and his flesh eat the living bread. So by repeating this, they made sure that he meant it literally. So they said it this way: "How can this man give up his flesh to eat?" Because they saw him just a man. A man can never give his flesh to be eaten, but God can do anything. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." So he is not explaining what can never be explained, because it's really mysterious. It's a mystical sacrament. It's beyond imagination and beyond, you know, acceptance by the normal mind. It's a holy sacrament. So again, he is repeating the truth. Again, he said, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." If it is like only a symbol, he will never say it this way, because the everlasting life is totally related to the Eucharist now. "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." So it's the promise of Christ. Whoever is, you know, united with him through the holy sacrament of eating the holy body and the holy blood, he will be given the eternal life. "For my flesh is food indeed." And by this, again, he made it very clear that it's not a symbol. My flesh is food indeed, will be eaten. "And my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." By saying so, this can never be a symbol. It's the truth. It's the gift of the New Testament. It's the outcome of his coming to this land. It's the fruit of his incarnation. It's the precious gift given by God for his believer to believe in him and to follow him to heaven. Glory to God. Amen.